eating raw. About 5 years ago, we went with our son and daughter-in-law to a one-day course on living foods. What an eye-opener. We spent the morning watching and helping to prepare several raw dishes for lunch. Then, having shared a delicious lunch, we watched the preparation of, then ate, tasty dessert. You might think that that experience will be all that I would need to become a raw foodist. It didn't, but it did set a spark alight which is trying to glow. My take on it is that I really admire people who take the decision and stick by it. I try to make a good proportion of my diet raw, but I still eat quite a lot of things that wouldn't be acceptable to a 100% raw foodist. However, I do encourage you to find out more about it. In Auckland, we have monthly potluck raw food meetups. Perhaps there is something similar near you. Try www.meetup.com. What I love about these gatherings is that there is a special quality about the people. I hesitate to call it goodness, but I can't define it any better. They are doing something different that is good for them, especially good for their children, and good for the planet. If you don't know what dish to take, just buy some organic fruit or salad ingredients and serve it without any dressing. When in doubt, less is more. There are delicious dressings, but one needs to know what is really raw. See the website for recipes for delicious cool cucumber soup and cauliflower korma.